CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragetz. Topping the news, continuing Middle East violence. In Iraq, mass gunmen attacked and burned an independent TV station in the country's Kurdistan region Sunday. A guard was left wounded. The attack came as hundreds protest in northern Iraq after violent clashes with security forces in previous days. The death toll from a Saturday insurgent attack on a bank in eastern Afghanistan has risen to nearly 40 people, with dozens more wounded. NATO command in Afghanistan says reports indicate it might have been a suicide attack. There have been anti-government demonstrations this weekend spread across parts of Iraq, Yemen, Libya, and Bahrain. The director of Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, Rachel Bronson, says the revolution in Egypt has played a role in protests throughout the region.
What's happening in one Arab state, other Arab states are watching. So what happens in the region spreads, and what happened in Egypt in the 1950s, we saw it spread throughout the whole Middle East, and that's what leaders today are focused on. These things are contagious.
In Bahrain, several opposition groups were meeting to try to reach common ground before opening dialogue with government leaders. On Saturday, thousands of citizens were allowed to retake a major square in the island nation's capital city. It's been an active weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, as massive crowds of protesters have voiced their opinion for and against Governor Scott Walker's controversial budget plan for that state. It includes cuts in collective bargaining for most state employees. But Governor Walker says without his fiscal plan, thousands of state workers could face layoffs next year.
I don't think that's a good alternative. So for us, we're going to stay on the side of saying, give them the tools, give them the modest opportunity for local governments as well as the state to balance their budget, and then we're going to stay firm on that.
They're in the mail. 1,900 invitations sent out for the April royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. The former Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, says she's not invited. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill, because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-906-6981. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-906-6981. 1-800-906-6981.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Get ready for Foodie and the Beast with Nikki and David Nellis. A foodie born and bred, Nikki loves dining out, chatting up chefs, and insider industry buzz. David thinks a great meal is a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under 20 bucks. Foodie married Beast. And now they have the Food and Wine Variety Show that has everyone talking. From famous chefs, winemakers, and brewmasters to authors, farmers, and restaurant critics. It's Foodie and the Beast, and it's on now.
And here we are. Welcome to another edition of Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I want to remind you that this show can be seen next week on TBD TV, and you're going to want to see it because we got an amazing show. Are you guys ready to get piggy with it?
Back home,
huh? Well, hello, Porky. So, Cochon 555 is an annual national celebration of pork. Top chefs from all over the U.S. compete to create the best dishes from superb heritage pigs, and Chef Brady Lowe, Cochon 555's creator, and the famous Scott Druneau, executive chef
who
at Wolfgang
came bearing
Puck's.
Gifts. Wolfgang lots Puck's. Of gifts
I'm
this
doing
morning.
Something here. Sorry. Can you give me a break? The Source are with us today. We're going to talk turkey about pig. Is that right?
That's correct. Good morning.
Right. Good morning. We're so glad to have you here. Now, later on in the show, after we sort of overindulge in pig, we are going to be getting into some yogurt.
Yogurt!
Oh, God.
Well, I see that your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Okay, okay. So frozen yogurt is all the rage around this city, but we are going to be talking with the woman behind Yola, and it is not frozen yogurt, it is fresh yogurt. So we're going to get you the scoop on that. Guys, we can hear you over there.
That's right. Stop whispering.
And St. Jude's Children's Hospital is a healthcare living legend with research and patient care all under one roof. The work there has changed how kids with cancer and other life-threatening diseases can battle and often defeat death. And St. Jude's never turns anyone away. So, in case you don't know, their big Mardi Gras event, the Gourmet Gala, is happening on March 1st, and we have the people from Lebanese Taverna in to tell us all about it.
We should have done the sound effect from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. How's it hanging, Death?
But we didn't.
All right, and the Wilder Brothers.
Wild Thing. We got Wild Thing playing.
Micah
today.
And Ari are here. They've been turning heads and taste buds at Stir Food Group Zola and Potenza with a whole new cocktail program with a kick. They're in here today. We're going to be getting a kick out of sampling their cocktails.
I want to know what they're doing over there.
Just hang on a second.
I can't wait. You're taking too long.
I am. I'm sorry. All right. So what are you guys doing over there?
So we're demoing one of our edible.
You got to get up to the mic there, Micah.
We are demoing one of our edible cocktails called a smoke.
Okay.
And we actually smoke ice in our smoker. We tie it up in a cheesecloth. It slowly infuses with smoke. Then we refreeze it with our apple nectar. And we get this beautiful smoked ice, which we float our spin on a Rob Roy peat bomb scotch with a nice vermouth and garnish it with a pork belly.
I know you're speaking English, but I can't understand a thing you're saying.
So it's a smoked apple ice cube that we make in-house, and then we add some really nice smoky scotch, which is a Lafroy 10-year scotch, and this really nice Carpano Antigua sweet vermouth.
I'm disappointed because I heard you did fancy stuff.
Yeah, really.
I know. And then we actually, to top it all off, since we heard that this was a pig theme, we actually did a apple smoked pork belly to garnish it.
Oh my gosh.
For beautiful.
All right, well, where did you guys come from? How did you get into this? You just started drinking in high school and never stopped?
Pretty much.
Congratulations.
I think
we've got a son who'd like to apprentice with you.
But how'd you come up with this concept for this specific drink? I mean, did you see it somewhere, or are you just like playing with science projects?
We were just, the chefs pretty much let us loose in these amazing commercial kitchens that we've had our hands on for the last 3 to 4 months, and we started finding all these nice contraptions like smokers, et cetera, and then kind of just it developed into this new edible cocktail theme that we were pushing at Zola, actually.
Yeah, because I've never seen this anywhere.
At the same time.
You tried a couple of our cocktails, but this wasn't one of them, so we wanted to bring some new stuff.
Absolutely.
You hadn't tried
this. All right, but seriously, where are you guys from, and how did this happen? I mean,
we're originally from Bethesda, Maryland, actually.
No then, accent.
Yeah. Wait. WJ, BCC, what?
Whitman. And, yeah, and then Emerson and Duke.
Yeah,
Brown,
and then we've been back and forth to
San Francisco
all our
yeah.
life, too, as well. So,
which I think had a lot of
influence. A lot of influence, yeah.
I bet. Sure. All right. Well,
it sounds like I want to be one of them.
I know. Well, all right. Get
well,
to cracking.
All right. So, all right. Once you mix up and pour that, we'll talk about that more. And, I think we've got Brady Lowe on the phone, do we? Brady, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Brady. Okay.
Hey, Brady. How are you?
Well, Chef Brady Lowe is the founder, the genius behind Cochon 555, which is a competition of five chefs with five pigs, accented by five wines in lots of cities around the country. And, of course, Scott Druneau is here. You're back for like the 48th time on it. We can't get rid of him. But every time he comes, he brings such good food. I don't care.
No, but he comes bearing gifts.
Why do you think we invite you? Brady, give us a fast 411 on the competition and, you know, just tell us about the event and.
And where you are. We are all the way out on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, this is morning time. This is basically, I'm just getting up, getting ready for Cochon 555 in Seattle. So this is the beginning of our West Coast leg. So I'm just calling from the hotel room, and we're just excited. And basically, you know, today's event's going to mirror what's going to happen in D.C., but it's five chefs, five pigs, five wineries, and a friendly competition for a cause.
I would hardly call it friendly. I'm sorry. I've already talked to Scott Druneau. I mean, he is not friendly about this competition at all.
Well, that's where I jump in and try to make things a little bit more balanced and try to handicap everyone just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. We try to make it a little bit friendly, but you know, I think there's the natural fabric of competition that makes it a lot of fun for everybody. And you know, the cause that we're out promoting and why it kind of leads back to this, you know, friendliness is it's all about family farms who are raising heritage breed pigs. So heritage breed pigs are a tasty, you know, just a tastier animal. I mean, mm-hmm. Spend more time on pasture. They're responsibly fed, you know, things that are natural to their diets. And, you know, so they just come out as a better product. And I think it's really synonymous right now with the good food movement, the you know, the Kashan 5x5 event is. So you come to this event and you basically just see five chefs just going head to toe with a 175-pound pig each. So there's five pigs broken down creatively between, you know, five amazing chefs.
Well, and let me ask you, I mean, how do you go about sourcing? I mean, is it up to the chefs to find the pigs? Do you guys find the pigs? How do you come to each city and source your pigs?
We basically look at the, you know, the landscape of each market, and we see what kind of heritage breed pigs are located in that market. And then basically you can read that through menus and through talking to the chef community. So you have, you know, 5 to 10 chefs that you're familiar with, and they tell you what farms they've been working with and what breeds. So you source the breeds from there. But then you also say, all right, well, this community is missing a red wattle, or this community is missing large black. And it's just, you know, the idea of promoting breed diversity. So then we may, input red wattle from another market. So okay. I might be like, all right, we're going to get something from New York brought into this event just so the farmers in that community can see this animal perform and the excitement behind the chefs. Then the farms take up that enthusiasm and they might put a new breed on pasture for the community.
Well, let me ask, can I interrupt for a sec? Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. And actually, I really want to ask Scott a question. So how, I mean, you only allow 5 chefs. I got to imagine, like in a city like D.C. where these guys really like to compete. How do you pick your chefs to get involved with this? I mean, is everybody knocking on your door or are you asking them?
I was begging.
You were begging.
Or in Scott's case, if you had nothing else to do.
Well, I just think it's, you know, this event is everything that it means to me to be a chef. You know, it's a farm to table at its simplest and most beautiful. You know, taking a whole pig from a farmer.
Do you cook the whole pig? I mean, are you doing something with the entire
animal? Well, you have to break it down, right?
Yeah, we're going to get the pig a few days before the event starts. And then, you know, we break it down and utilize every component of the pig.
Now, how do the pigs feel about
okay,
this?
Stop.
They enjoy it.
Now, do you know ahead of time what kind of pig you're getting?
I don't know yet. Brady hasn't told me.
But does that matter with what you're going to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, they all have, you know, distinct flavor profiles and fat contents. And, you know, so we'll have to see, you know, whatever we get. You know, mm-hmm. that's part of the fun of the event, too.
And Brady, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and that's part of the friendliness, because what, you know, Scott may have worked in the past. He may say, Brady, I have worked with Red Wattle and I've worked with Berkshire and I've worked with Durox. Well, my goal is to get him something that he's never worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And additionally, across the board, I can even the playing field by getting everybody something new that they're not familiar with. So they get a little bit of a diversified approach to heritage breed pigs. But then also when that pig hits their, you know, their butcher block at the restaurant, they might have, I've had so many, you know, people who have competed in the event who like say, once that pig comes in, I change my menu. Like that pig speaks to me in a different way. So it really does speak to like the kind of like the palate or the, you know, of how this animal is built, the fat content, the coverage, the intramuscular, you know, distribution of, you know, of all that fat and flavor and how the chefs want to take it from that point. So
it really is fun to
give them, you know, a little bit of time with that animal.
Scott, let me ask you, did you go to the event last year? Do you know how the event rolls?
Yeah, I know how the event rolls.
You know how
Well, that last year, you were a judge last year.
I was a judge.
This
I am judging
how come
this year?
I'm not a judge?
Because nobody likes you.
I like pork. What's the matter with you people? You got the wrong person. She hardly eats.
Well, actually, I would love to walk people a little bit through the event, because when you're judging, you're like put in a room and you don't see anything that's going on. So while the judges are sitting there stuffing their faces, like what are the people who buy tickets? What are they doing?
Well, basically, you walk into the event. You have two options. You can go to the VIP room, which happens 90 minutes before the event. So you get, like, this wonderful overlay before the main doors open. Or you go to the main event, which is $125. So if you go into VIP, here's the walkthrough. You go to VIP, you walk in, you get your sticker. You go in, get your wine glass. There's going to be reserved wines, beer, spirits. And there's going to be a full-on, like, 700 oysters in an oyster shelf. There will be a whole bunch of cheeses, probably like 200 pounds of cheese. There will be caviar. Last year, we did steak tartare with Griffin there. So there's that room. And it's just, it's all the chefs, judges, everyone just kind of mixing and mingling. So you kind of get, like, a little bit of, you know, snapshot of what the, you know, who kind of are their ambassadors of the event. And then VIP goes to the main floor. At 5 o'clock, the main floor opens. You get the five chefs, all with the five pigs, doing about seven to, like, a Seattle, 15 things on each, you know, animal. So you just go through, and it's just a stand-up reception of, like, tasting through the pig, talking to the chefs and their teams.
Is there a people's choice? Is there a people's choice, too?
Yeah, so basically what
happens
is you have...
You can judge there.
You have your vote.
And they're serving food to the judges' room, but they're also serving food to the people. And the people vote, and the people's vote, you know, applies to the equation of who is the winner.
Well, right. Brady, we've got 1 minute before we got to take a break, but I want to make sure you tell people where and when the event is, so that they can and where they get tickets, so we're clear about that.
Yeah. So basically, the event will be at the museum on, you know. On the
home team advantage.
Yeah,
home team advantage.
No, it's home field advantage.
Home field.
It was at the Ritz last year.
All right, go ahead, Brady. Sorry.
So we're at the museum in the Knights Conference Room, which is beautiful. I mean, it's the views are awesome. So you got 3:30 VIP, 5 o'clock main floor, and basically you can get tickets for the event at www.cochon555.com, and that's cochon555.com. And it talks about all the wineries, it talks about all the beer, it talks about every little component of that event and the walkthrough, and talks about the cause.
All right, listen, Brady, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off. We got to take a commercial break. But just hang on the line, because we'll bring you back, because we want to finish talking with you and Scott. So we are just going to take a quick commercial break. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to be talking more pork when we come back.
The following statement has been authorized by Credit Guard of America. A nonprofit national helpline has been established to assist members of the public struggling with credit card debt. If you owe $2,000 or more to the credit card companies and are seeking relief, you are invited to call the toll-free helpline now for free information. 1-800-300-3320. This service is provided by Credit Guard of America, a nonprofit organization. The free helpline offers programs that allow you to cut your payments by up to half of what you're currently paying and reduce your debt to much less than you owe. Call the toll-free helpline now for free information at 1-800-300-3320. Again, a nonprofit national helpline has been established to assist members of the public struggling with credit card debt of $2,000 or more. Members of the public wanting to learn how to get debt-free and stay debt-free are urged to call the national toll-free helpline now for free information and assistance at 1-800-300-3320. That's 1-800-300-3320.
Are you a woman between the ages of 35 and 60 with noticeable fine lines and wrinkles? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We are currently seeking women to try an instant skin-firming serum called Instant Effect. As part of this opportunity, we will send you a free trial of the product, and you may have the chance to appear in a national advertising campaign. To take advantage of this unique opportunity, please call 1-800-500-0365 in the next 10 minutes. Instant Effect is a breakthrough beauty discovery that tightens skin on contact and takes years off your appearance. Simply smooth the lightweight serum on your wrinkles and fine lines and watch as they disappear from view in less than 90 seconds. If you're interested in seeing how young you can look in as little as 90 seconds risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes. Instant Effect is now available at Ulta stores, but for this exclusive free radio offer, you must call 1-800-500-0365. Hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-500-0365.
All right. We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We're talking Cochon 555, which is a great basically cooking competition with heritage pigs and accompanied by fine wines. Scott Druneau is in from The Source downtown, and Scott's one of the competitors. I have a question for you. Last year, I heard, I was not there because nobody cares about having me there, but
no, they don't.
but I heard David Varley won, and he had a much sort of simpler presentation and approach than some of the other chefs. What are you going to do?
How are you going to do it?
How do you follow up on that?
I mean, are you going to make like what you brought in? Tell us what you brought in today first.
I don't want to reveal any secrets the other competitors.
We won't tell anybody.
No. There's nobody listening. Don't worry.
my approach is really, The Source is basically, at its core, a Chinese restaurant, a fine dining Chinese restaurant. And Chinese cuisine, in the different styles, utilizes pork in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. I wanted to compete in this event because I love utilizing the entire animal, number one. And number two, pork speaks to me, and it speaks to the passion that I have for Chinese food.
You mean
food.
As I put a big piece of pork in my mouth? What are you talking about?
So, but today I brought a confit bacon, mm-hmm. Which, I won't really utilize bacon in the event because we only get the pig 4 days before, and we're not going to have time to, cure it and smoke it and go through the process of the bacon. But
I smoked some bacon in college.
Yes. You and me both.
It works. It really works.
Yeah. So today I just brought a whole slab bacon that we confit in duck fat for about 6 hours. Mm-hmm. Take the skin off, cook it a little bit to render some of the fat, and then wrap it basically in a house-made puff pastry and bake it. A little bit of egg and a little bit of sea salt.
Nothing. Took you no time whatsoever.
It was a piece of cake.
All right. Well, listen, unfortunately, we got to wrap up here shortly. I want to make sure that we're clear that the date is March 13th for this event. It's usually sold out. So if you're interested, go to Cochon.
And I'm actually doing a giveaway this week. I'll be tweeting. Tweeting tickets.
Now, if you're not following Nikki on Twitter, you should be, because these tickets are $125 bucks a piece. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start following you.
Yeah, it's about time.
We'll follow you right now, baby. Oh, yeah. All right, Brady.
Brady, you still there?
So what else should people know about this event? What happens to the rest of the pig when the event's done? Is it all gone?
It all disappears.
Not the tail.
We actually have to have more pig brought into the event, so we have the five pigs at 175 pounds each. So that's like almost 1,000 pounds of pork by the time everyone supplements with grains and salads and soups and et cetera. And then we actually bring in two more, sometimes three, whole roasted pigs. And Ed Witt actually is going to be taking these little 60-pound wiener pigs and doing a very creative application with them. So that comes out right when
that sounds weird.
Couldn't you call them, can't we call them something else?
All right. Well, Brady, thanks so much for waking up early this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I want that song, the little oink oink thing. Where can I get that?
We'll get it to
we'll
you.
We'll cut you the CD
Andy,
and send it to you. It's my greatest hit. all right, let's remind everybody one more time. Cochon 555 is March 13th at the museum. If you go to Cochon, C-O-C-H-O-N 555.com, you're going to get all the information. You can buy tickets there.
And I just want to say, because we haven't said it at all, but it's Scott Druneau, Jamie Leeds, Brian Voltaggio, Adam Sobel, who's the new chef over at Bourbon Steak, and Tarver King. So it's a good group of chefs.
That's some serious competition, Druneau.
All right.
Are you up for it?
I'm ready
to get in the game.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Well, let's go on back over to the Wilder Brothers. We had written questions ahead of time, and I was going to say, what is it you guys are doing with your cocktails that makes them so original while I'm drinking pork ice and eating ham with my booze here? So that's a stupid question. This drink is unbelievable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Do you have like designated drivers that you give to people after they have one of these?
We take your keys and then we give you a cocktail.
This is nuts.
And it's amazing. And the smell is unreal.
Oh, delicious. So I got to ask, what are you mixing up next?
So now we're going to do the sprig, which actually we do at Potenza restaurant, which is a Plymouth gin with some Aperol, and then a pineapple rosemary gum syrup that my brother and I make.
What is gum syrup?
So it's an Arabic sap that comes from a tree that we pound down into a powder, pretty much, and then we infuse it with whatever flavor we're going to use for it. And the consistency that comes out of it is a really nice, almost gelatinous consistency compared to like a syrup, which is like it's almost like a gel.
Okay. Well, why Plymouth? Silky. I mean, does it matter what gin you use? I mean, do different gins have different flavors?
It's just a classic English gin that we love, and it's excellent to work with in mixing.
And it's nice to soften. It's not already
the juniper
overly softened. So I mean, you can actually, it's like malleable.
And just to break it down, like I guess the best way to describe. The reason we use gum syrups are to thicken the viscosity of the drink without over-sweetening it.
Because that's, you know, I think as a person who, I always say I don't really drink cocktails, but since I've been doing this show, I'm certainly starting to.
She's becoming a lush.
But my biggest complaint with cocktails is that when they're juicy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just.
A lot of people, I mean, honestly, you can get a drink if you really, really want so thick that, I mean, Kipling's written passages about the Pisco Punch, which calls for pineapple gum syrup. And, it, you know, he talks about the silky viscosity and how it slides down your throat in a luxurious manner. So it's
boy.
Definitely
boy, that's
really,
pretty
that
poetic
an awful
for booze.
Lot.
All right, well, while you guys are pouring that, we're going to move on and talk to Laura Smith. Laura is, you're the founder and the genius behind Yola Yogurt. Say yes, I'm a
Hi.
So a yogurt shop in D.C. is not a new thing, and there are tons of them.
Frozen yogurt shops are not a new thing.
Am I asking a question? You're killing
me. I have no
me.
Idea where you're
this
going.
This is
going
to become just the beast. Foodie's going to die. But your yogurt isn't frozen, and it's funny because it's like a new thing.
Exactly.
To have just fresh yogurt. So.
Yeah, we're a non-frozen yogurt place, and we're really one of the first in the country. There's a place that I found out after the fact, actually a couple weeks ago, that's doing something similar on
the
West
Coast. They stole your idea before you thought of it?
They stole my idea before I thought of it.
So where did you get the idea? Because it is, I have to be honest, when I first went in, I did not know that it was fresh yogurt.
You're not the only one.
I mean, you know, well, just because there's been such an explosion of yogurt places, especially like Tangy Yogurt, which, I mean, it's all good. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, definitely.
But what gave you the idea to do fresh yogurt?
Well, I think that I've always loved yogurt.
Okay.
And then I spent
some. I would
hope so. Yeah. It's just a new thing for me. No, I've always loved yogurt and I spent some time in Europe. And yogurt is really, you know, a non-American thing originally. It's in the Far East.
Yeah,
it's
Russians live to 190. They eat
exactly.
yogurt.
Right? And maybe Americans can start to live a little bit longer. So that would be nice. But
okay, don't give any to my husband.
I don't want to. She's waiting for the insurance.
We'll keep you away from that. I haven't seen you in my store yet. So.
I don't get downtown. Well, let me ask this question. Because, you know, honestly, it sounds funny, but what is fresh yogurt?
So fresh yogurt is, it's a substance, I guess, with live and active cultures, cultured milk, and it's sort of the thick, creamy food that has probiotics and things like that in it. And
which are very, very good for you.
They're very good for you. They're the good bacteria that
Well, that's what Jamie Lee Curtis says anyway. But what qualifies as fresh? In other words, when it's, you know, the milk's out of the cow and the yogurt's made, and then how long is it fresh and then it's not fresh?
Well, it's not fresh when it starts to smell bad.
Yeah, I get that. Like
thank
feet.
You, Miss Obvious.
This yogurt smells like feet. I guess it's bad. No, but, you know.
Well, No, well, I guess it's the process that it goes through. It's pasteurized, and then it's cultured. And that's really, the culture is the essence of the yogurt.
So are you guys making it, too? Or?
No, we work with local farmers to do that. And I think that's actually really the key difference. And that is what I fell in love with in Europe. You know, in Europe, they have this crazy idea that the food you eat should come from nearby because it will be fresher. And I think that Americans are slowly but surely catching on to that idea. But it was very important to us to work with local farmers and small farmers.
So you're working with local dairy farmers.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So they're each making the yogurt for you. So
exactly.
Do you have somebody different? Like you brought in honey yogurt.
Right.
So who's making the honey yogurt?
So the honey yogurt is made by Blue Ridge Dairy.
Did you see how my husband just took the honey yogurt and made it his?
He's going to live longer. I'm sorry, Nikki. Revenge of the beast. No, but Blue Ridge Dairy makes the honey, the Greek. Greek style is thicker. It's a strained yogurt, so it's really condensed. It has more protein than regular yogurt, although it has fewer probiotics. So it's sort of a toss-up.
So what's the shelf life?
The shelf life for us, it's like a month and a half.
Okay.
But we go through if you come into the store at any given time, the oldest yogurt that you'll get is 7 days old.
Okay.
Whereas when you go to the grocery store, you could be eating something that doubly pasteurize it when you get it in the store, which kills some of the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria. But
really?
you want the bacteria to stay because mm-hmm. it does amazing things for heart health, for gut health, and
give me more.
Immunity and things like that. So we'll feed you some more yogurt.
So how did you come up with the concept and like the flavors? I mean, how did you decide, not only do I want to do fresh yogurt, but I'm going to feature, you know, honey or maple? Somebody tweeted me this morning, I love their maple.
Yeah.
So how'd you come up with that?
Well, basically, when we were deciding who our providers were going to be, we knew we were going to always do local. That mm-hmm. was the main thing. But the more I went to farmers markets and tried various yogurts, mm-hmm. and the honey was a flavor that Paul from Blue Ridge Dairy already had. Mm-hmm. He was already doing the Greek. And we were originally going to keep it really simple. We were going to just do like plain honey, Greek, that's it.
Right.
And then I met the guys from Trickling Springs it's a group of small farmers in...
Their milk is phenomenal.
It is. I was just telling Nikki before the show that I was dreaming about it last night. So
okay, it is a little weird.
I know.
Wait, I think it's sort of kinky. Yeah. I like it.
Welcome to my life.
Right.
Now. So, yeah. So when I started talking to the people from Trickling Springs, they were like, you know, try our maple, try our blueberry. And, you know, they're working with really wholesome ingredients. These are no syrups. There's no gelatins. When they're making
No gum.
No, it's literally just milk. You know, and cultures, and in the case of the maple, it's maple syrup that's added during the heating process.
I'm looking at Micah and Ari Wilder, and they're already thinking about, how do we make a drink with honey yogurt? they're already working on it.
Their minds are like going.
The next commercial.
We can talk.
I expect a residual from
we can
that.
Talk after the show.
I love a little networking on this show.
So I think we need to take a break. We got to pay for the show.
I know, we do. All right, so we have to take a break, but we are going to be right back. We're going to be talking more yogurt, and later in the show, we're going to be talking about the St. Jude's big event with Lebanese Taverna, and we're going to be shaking up some more with the Wilder Brothers. We'll be right back.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-500-2884. For your free CD, call 1-800-500-2884. 1-800-500-2884.
Farmers and Fishers in Georgetown, the perfect place for your upcoming celebration. Whether it's a luncheon or after-work gathering, cocktail reception, sit-down dinner, or full-scale party, Farmers and Fishers can accommodate you and your guests. Whether your group is 30 or 300, Farmers and Fishers has the right setting for your party. They'll customize a menu and beverage package to suit your taste, plus there are no room rental fees and low package minimums. Contact Lila Dugley for more info or get details at farmersandfishers.com about booking your event.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
She probably doesn't even know this song. She's so young.
We're back on Foodie and the Beast with David, Nikki Nellis, and Laura Smith of Yola Yogurt is in. Laura, before we say anything else, make sure everybody knows where the shop is and all of that.
Yes. So Yola is on Connecticut Avenue in DuPont Circle, just south of the Circle.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Yes.
Well, with all the, you know, yogurt's big, mm-hmm. and there's some, honestly, some great places. We love to go to Sweet Green, and they've got frozen.
But it's frozen.
Mm-hmm. But it is frozen. So what's your, I mean, aside from the fact that yours isn't frozen, what's your point of differentiation right. between yours and the other good ones that are out there?
They're a different place in your meal. Yogurt is a meal. It's,
right.
you know, it's something that has a lot of nutritional value. And don't get me wrong, I love frozen yogurt, and I always have. I probably always will.
You're not an anti-frozen yogurt, right?
I'm not anti. I'm definitely not anti-frozen yogurt, but I think that they have a different place on the plate.
No, you're right, because people have yogurt for breakfast.
Right.
You can have it for lunch.
Right.
It's a light snack.
Exactly.
Whereas frozen yogurt's dessert.
It's a treat.
Yes.
It's a treat, and I think
Absolutely.
There's different nutritional value. Fresh yogurt has a lot of protein in it, has less sugar, you know, the probiotics, and... You know, a lot of people talk about probiots and frozen yogurt. It's really not the same.
So you do you get believe that frozen yogurt should use Facebook to create a revolution so that no one will freeze it anymore?
I mean, we want to liberate the yogurt.
I think
yogurt
should be free.
Save it. Don't freeze it.
Something seriously wrong with you. Let's just talk a little bit about your shop, though, because
yeah.
you are really into being environmentally friendly.
Right, exactly.
So what got you down that road?
You know, it didn't necessarily start that way. It started with a love of yogurt, and I think that really, it seems like every decision we made became a moral decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do we use compostable cups and pay a little bit more, or do we not? You know, and it's you can't really turn a blind eye to these things. And, you know, do we source locally or do we not? It just,
right.
everything seems like a moral, do we use grass-fed cows? Do we use organic? There's so many buzzwords and issues caught up in food revolution. And I think that, you know, we wanted to make all the right decisions.
Well, so as you were doing your research,
since
you
brought up good.
Well, the shop is, I've been in
I'm
the shop.
I'm embarrassed.
The shop is really
I hope
beautiful.
I recycled that last plastic cap.
I think I saw you throw it away. It can actually be composted.
I'm
so
going to die. I'm going to hell.
The shop is really beautiful.
Thank you.
What was your inspiration for it? Who'd you work with?
We worked with Unison. They're a branding agency in Georgetown. Mm-hmm. I worked with a family friend, Pat Berta, who is an interior designer.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked a lot of friends' advice. You know, and then we ignored some of the advice, and we took some of the advice.
Right,
and
that's the best thing to do.
That sounds like
advice.
My relationship with Nikki.
Right, except I don't ask for any advice.
Yes, she
I
does.
Just get it.
But I bet you give it, right?
Yes, plenty. So tell people about some of the toppings, and do
right.
you just order your yogurt and topping and go? Do you guys have parfaits? What else
right.
do you have there? What's on the menu?
We also have smoothies, and we have a really amazing espresso bar, and we have a coffee director who has made sure that everything about the coffee is just phenomenal. You know, if it's just a really exciting aspect of our program. But then, yes, we have tons of toppings for the yogurt. And I think that's really the difference. Like, we can all make our own parfaits at home, but mm-hmm. you can't get coconut, agave nectar, dates, blueberries, almond slices, kiwis. You know, presumably you don't have all of that on hand.
Right.
So
everybody's nodding in here because you know your stuff, man. You're not one of those effete, impudent yogurt shop owners. You actually
know
your stuff.
Because I'm there every day,
well,
all day,
good.
For the rest
well,
of my life.
Well, your arms will stick together.
And your business is a passion.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
So the shop is Yola. The owner is Laura Smith. And you're going to see her in there every day.
Every day.
Thanks for coming. Is there anything else we want to know? Or is
I guess the website's www.yoladc.com.
Y-O-L-A.
DC.com.
And you're also on Twitter.
And we're on Twitter. I tweet everyone.
All right.
Well, everybody tweets.
I tweet.
Tweet.
Laura, thanks for joining us. So let's go back to our friends, the Wilder Brothers, our new friends.
Our new really
I'm thinking
good
of
friends.
Hanging out with you
right.
guys.
So,
you know, I may be a little older, but I can be cool too. I swear it. Really. So what did you pour there?
So this is the sprig that we were talking about. It's the gin with the Aperol and our house-made rosemary gum syrup
mm-hmm.
and some fresh lemon juice. And then we're going to light the rosemary sprigs.
We
guys
just like
smoke
don't mind those
here.
Sprinklers above you.
Yeah, we just give
just
it a
to
quick
give it a, like,
brush to release some of that toasty fragrance. We don't want
it starts
smoke
raining.
Out the dining room when
right.
people are eating.
If it starts raining in here,
well, don't worry about it.
Look at that.
God, it's just beautiful.
Now you got to watch the TV show just to see this.
Just to
show.
See it, it's really pretty. Thank you.
Oof.
All right. Well, while you guys are passing that, we are
right.
going to bring on our next guests.
Gladys Abi Najim and Jay Comfort are, Gladys is one of the owners of Lebanese Taverna. Jay is her executive chef. Am I saying this right, Jay?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, come on in. You guys slide in. Laura, you got to get out of here. Laura doesn't want to give up her chair. I guess. No, that's okay. I guess yogurt makes you slow. It's okay. So it's funny that Lebanese Taverna's up on the script because absolutely serendipitously, we were at a party last night, a big one for a friend of ours who, Amy Gates, turned 40, and Lebanese
Shout
Taverna.
Shout out to Amy J.
It was.
Thank you.
You guys were catering it, and it was good.
It was good.
So, Gladys, we've known you for years.
Yes.
And seen you, you know, well, not many years because you're so young, but I've thought of you
we've
for years.
We've been around for a while. 32 years almost.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You're about 28. That's interesting. All right, so tell us about the Gourmet Gala and how the whole thing got started.
Got started 13 years ago, almost 13 years ago. It was a very small event that basically my friend and I, Eunice Maslum, started.
Well, why St. Jude? What?
Well, St. Jude's, you know, when we came to this country, they opened up, they welcomed us with open arms. America did. Mm-hmm. And Dick Shadyac, he was the CEO, former CEO of St. Jude's, used to bring Danny Thomas to the restaurant when we first opened.
Oh, Danny Thomas.
And
Danny Thomas
was the founder of the hospital. He's an entertainer, but was also the founder of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And he used to come to the restaurant all the time. Any events they used to have in D.C., we would cater food or donate food to the events. Mm-hmm. So it's just, he's Lebanese, we're Lebanese. He does good. Right. We want to give back. So that's why St. Jude's.
So, but when it started 13 years ago, it was nothing like what it is now.
When it started 13 years ago, I actually did the invitation and the program. It was all hands-on. It was very small. And year after year, it kept getting bigger and better. And now our chairs are Judy Bishop, Alan McCarter, chairman of Airbus, and Tom Lillenquist. We have, you know, Chef Tracy as our chef chair for the event.
Right.
It's gotten, it's almost 800 people
that attended.
Well,
we were there, was it last year or the year before?
Well, I was there last year.
It's a monster event.
And it's 40 of the top restaurants in D.C. That participate, and it's viewed as one of their favorite events to do because it's such a worthy cause and it's such a humbling event to be at.
It's beautiful, huge, you know.
Well, it's in the National Building Museum.
Right.
It's really great.
And ever since we started, we've raised over $2.5 million for the hospital that helps AIDS research, vaccines, gene therapy, and other diseases.
Well, the other thing to say about St. Jude is they never turn a patient away.
Never.
It doesn't matter if you've got the money or not, you go.
Exactly. If you have insurance, they'll take it. But if you don't, they treat any kid that walks into that hospital from all over the world. And they put their family up.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So now, every year you do this, you get all the chefs in. I mean, is everybody just calling you, like, count me in?
Well, we have a waiting list now.
Do you really?
Yes. We have a waiting list going. And, you know, sometimes returning restaurants can't participate that one year, so I'll ask a new restaurant that's been around for a while.
Well, let's make sure people understand, because this isn't your classic, you know, black tie gala where you go and sit and you get served a meal.
No,
all the chefs and restaurants have booth, tables.
Tastings.
And you walk around, you dine around. It's
great. Right. When you get there, there's a reception, cocktail reception. There's a silent auction happening, a lot of alcohol. And then
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Like right there in front of us.
Nikki will be there.
Thank you.
Who are some of the chefs you've got, aside from Jay, of course?
Of course, Lebanese Taverna.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have Riz Lacoste. The year before, she was our chef's chair. We have Todd Gray. We have Robert Wiedemeyer. Michelle. We have, Michelle Richard. Sorry.
All former guests.
Are you just reading our roster of guests?
Right. And Brian.
Do you give them any instructions, or you just say cook whatever you want? I mean,
there's no limitation.
Is Scott
going to
be there? Scott Trino?
Yes.
He was there last year?
Yes,
okay.
Scott is there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, ever since he moved to this town, we got him fresh.
He's a good guy.
So, yeah, he's a great guy. He's done it every single year.
So, let me just ask Jay, how do you prepare for this? I mean, do you make like the same? Like, do you just know what you're going to make? I mean, what are you making this year? Tell us.
We're going to be doing Cubanea lamb tartare, which is with our Elysian Fields lamb.
Have you had that at the restaurant?
We love that.
Yeah, it's a little adventurous, but it's.
Well, I was going to say for this kind of party, Are most people open to trying something like that?
Yes. Okay. And that's one of the fun things is it's delicious. People are game for anything.
Good.
And the chefs really pull out all the stops. And
well, because also they have the Food Taster's Choice Award that they won a Breitling watch, and Victor from BLT won it last year.
Oh, right.
It's a $4,000 watch. They win whoever votes the most for their booth.
There's a people's choice. So everybody gets to walk around and vote at the event.
Yeah, you get a medallion or a spoon or something to put in your favorite booth, mm-hmm. you know, where you liked it the most, and then the chef wins.
I want to get on the waiting
list. Wait a second.
I'm going to get on the waiting
list. Bring all your friends to vote for Lebanese Taverna.
I'm going to serve Bernese Mountain Dog Tartare. It'll be delicious. All right, well, Jay, first of all, let's just make sure everybody knows the events at the
National Building.
First. Date, time, how you get
it's
tickets.
It's the National Building Museum, March 1st at 5:30. It's 401 F Street, Northwest, mm-hmm. the
We're
National
just
Building Museum.
Legos last weekend.
We went to the Lego exhibit.
Oh, I missed it. Right.
It's there.
It's still there.
It's still there. You got to check it out.
I have two boys, and
it's
they
fabulous.
Left for Legos.
Yeah, my son loved it.
Yeah,
did he like it?
How much is it a ticket?
It's $350 a ticket. A table is $3,500. You can still be a sponsor. Mm-hmm. We make sure you'll get the appropriate signage. And where it's almost sold out.
Where do they go for tickets?
You can go 703-351-5171
or
stjude.org/gourmet gala.
Okay.
Or you can call me personally.
So Jay, we got a couple of minutes before we have to break. You have a diverse background you were at Red Sage, you were at Post, you were at Bistro 309 in Fredericksburg, but how does that dovetail into your work at Lebanese Taverna? And I mean, does it impact anything behind the menus, or are the menus, because it is Lebanese cuisine, right, so kind of set and themed?
The Lebanese Taverna menus are traditional, and we're going to be moving to doing some modern interpretations. But what I've done in the last 25 years while Lebanese Taverna was perfecting Lebanese Taverna, I've been
and growing.
And growing, no doubt. I've known the family for
since
about 25
school.
Years. Since high school.
Yeah.
We all went to high school.
Do you guys want to reveal anything now?
No, I can't recall.
I'm too old for glasses. But, you know, I kind of traveled around Virginia and the world and got a lot of different perspectives, and now kind of coming back and giving back and working with you all.
It's a pleasure.
It's been a real delight.
English literature major.
So it's not.
Well, you know, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we want to hear about some of these changes that you're doing on these menus and how you're going to be implementing them. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to hear more about Lebanese Taverna. I think we have another cocktail in our future, but we'll be back in just a sec. Oh, I got two cocktails in my future.
Two.
Oh, my God. We'll be right back.
Rise and shine with Founding Farmers. Choose from farm fresh eggs, blueberry buckwheat pancakes, stuffed French toast, waffles made to order, an amazing array of side orders like thick cut bacon, fresh grilled sausage, yogurt parfaits, and house-made jams and jellies with Intelligentsia coffees, tea salon teas, fresh hand squeezed juices, and eye-opening libations. You've got a real breakfast. Founding Farmers, 1924 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast. See the menus and make reservations directly at wearefoundingfarmers.com.
Since 1886, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, D.C. has been helping children in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Now they are visited by over 3,000 children every day. The club teaches character and leadership development and arts education. No child is turned away for being unable to pay the $25 fee, and the club needs your help to make this happen. Give a gift online at bgcgw.org. The life you lift up today will be the life that brings a better world tomorrow. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
The following statement has been authorized by Credit Guard of America. A nonprofit national helpline has been established to assist members of the public struggling with credit card debt. If you owe $2,000 or more to the credit card companies and are seeking relief, you are invited to call the toll-free helpline now for free information. 1-800-300-3320. This service is provided by Credit Guard of America, a nonprofit organization. The free helpline offers programs that allow you to cut your payments by up to half of what you're currently paying and reduce your debt to much less than you owe. Call the toll-free helpline now for free information at 1-800-300-3320. Again, a nonprofit national helpline has been established to assist members of the public struggling with credit card debt of $2,000 or more. Members of the public wanting to learn how to get debt-free and stay debt-free are urged to call the National Toll-Free Helpline now for free information and assistance at 1-800-300-3320. That's 1-800-300-3320.
Keep smiling, keep shining.
Everybody, relax. Listen to Dionne Warwick. This is before she got busted for dope, I think, right?
She got busted for dope?
Yeah, she was smoking Mary Jane, and they got her.
I thought, isn't her niece, what's her name?
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
they got her family. I'm not going to say anything about genetics there. All right, so we're back on Foodie and the Beast. Before we get back to Jay and Gladys and St. Jude, I just want to thank our sponsors, the folks who make this show possible. First and foremost, Georgetown Bagelry for those. Man, those bagels came right out of the oven this morning.
I'm going to take some of that hummus later.
Bagel with hummus. I wonder if that's a topping.
This is my bit. God bless you, mates.
Baba Ganoush, too.
Also, the folks at Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's Rustico, Evening Star, Tallulah, Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, Birch and Barley,
Church Key. Planet Wine.
Also, our buddies at Founding Farmers and Farmers and Fishers, and John Arroyo, love that guy.
Yep.
And at Potomac Hospitality, new sponsors, they own Notte Bianchi, Dish, and Circle Bistro. Thanks for supporting the show. So, Gladys, let's get back to you guys. Jay, we were talking about your job and your work at the...
Let's go back. So, how
I'm
many?
I'm asking a question.
I don't care.
You're kidding
how many
me.
Questions? I mean, how many married. Restaurants do you have?
We have 6 full service restaurants.
Okay.
4 lighter service cafes, and we have the market in Arlington.
Okay, and so you're overseeing the menus at all of them.
Correct.
So, as you're putting your stamp on it, what is it that you're looking to do?
Being extremely respectful to Lebanese tradition, and kind of streamlining and modernizing our preparations and bringing some new techniques to the menu, making sure that we are sticking to what's traditional but being sensitive to the Western palate and changing tastes. Seasonality of vegetables, our lamb is holistically raised and beyond organic. It's fantastic. It's the best lamb in the country.
Well, we're also the biggest buyers.
We are the single largest buyer of lamb.
Do the lambs get scared when they see coming?
Are
do they go,
really?
Yeah, they tuck in their heels.
Where do you get your lamb from?
We get our lamb from Elysian Fields, which is a co-op of farms owned by Keith Martin and partially owned by Thomas Keller.
Thomas Keller. And he gets the other part.
Yeah, they get the
lambs.
You
guys were talking about pigs earlier. We're talking about lambs now.
Well, there is a huge lamb event coming up in May.
Oh, where?
It's going to be here in D.C. I'll get you the information. It's kind of the same concept. Yeah, I'll get you the information.
We want to do nose-to-tail dinners with lamb.
You know what? Cool. Nikki's kidding. She's pulling the wool over your eyes.
Thank you. That was quick.
Please do not encourage him, please. I don't need any help.
I didn't know I was going to get that one. That was good. All right, so, I did want to ask you, what's it like working for a family-owned business? I mean, in other words,
Don't tell the truth.
Is it like working with a Kardashian?
Oh my God, yeah. They're coming at him in every direction.
No, but are there moments when you go, you have these moments of sort of clashing creative impulses?
My buzzword that I've brought to the table is, I don't have a dog in that fight. There's enough sibling rivalry.
Well, when you're done with cooking, you can go into politics, Mike.
Fly right under the radar. Now, it's great fun. It's really dynamic. Each one of the 5 siblings is talented in a completely separate area.
Mm-hmm.
And the synergy between all 5 is really, really cool.
Great.
It's really neat to watch and really fun to tie into.
All right. Well, we've got to wrap in 2 seconds. I want to get back to St. Jude and just make sure everybody gets it.
Please come and see all the greatest chefs in D.C.
March 1st.
Such a great cause.
March 1st.
At the
National Building Museum.
It's a Mardi Gras theme. Usually it's on Fat Tuesday every year, but this year it's a week off.
And so we have been.
Come and dress up.
Yeah, still
throw your
time.
Beads.
Come with beads. Everybody come with beads and masks.
Yes.
I have beads. At home.
Yeah, you're going to leave them at home. You're
I like
not going
to
with me
wear them time. Around. All right, guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing in all the beautiful food.
You're welcome. stjanges.org/gourmetgala or Lebanese Taverna.
Nicole's a natural born promoter. Look at that.
I'm Gladys personally.
Let me unhand that microphone. All right, let's get back to the wildest. Guys, this drink.
It's delicious.
It's knockout.
And it smells so good.
Really.
I don't drink.
I'm not a cocktail
girl. She doesn't drink.
She doesn't drink, but she has sucked the bottom out of that glass.
I'm spinning already.
Right.
You're just saying that because it's your fourth one. Come on.
What do you guys do? There's so much going on over at that end of the studio. There's a huge barrel on the counter. What is that?
So this is a French oak barrel that we ordered through Zola, and we did a really nice rum infusion with the caramelized bananas. And then we caramelized some oranges, burnt oranges, with brown sugar. And we let it soak in this oak barrel, charred oak barrel, for about 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
I'm so glad you guys don't take this seriously.
I know, not at all. We hate mixing, experimenting, and drinking.
I want to know how many times you got busted at parties in high school for drinking.
I don't recall anything ever being in an oak barrel. I think they were more like brown bags, but we're trying to upscale it now. So
how long does that rum stay in there?
So the longer it stays, the more it softens and kind of just infuses with all these flavors that we've been using. So far, it's been in here for 6 weeks, but in a couple months, if you stop by Zola and it's still in here, I probably make you something else because it's going to have to come out pretty soon.
Okay.
All right.
But so what we're going to do here is a caramel corn cocktail. It's one of our seasonal beverages at Zola, and it's a buttered rum with hot water, velvet falernum, which is like a Barbados spirit made from the byproduct of corn and sugar cane.
Okay.
And then our really nice rum infusion. And it's served with caramel, house-made caramel.
I'm just watching my camera guys. They're all like, wow.
And they're all, trust me, they're all luscious.
This is kind of a do-it-yourself thing that we're doing tableside now. So we're doing approximately 2 ounces of hot water.
Let me ask you something. Do you guys always travel as a pair? In other words, wherever you go to work together, or you don't do it?
Well, we live together, work together.
But we do spread ourselves thin, so we're usually in like one or the other location. Yeah.
Now,
so,
you just work with the Star Food Group. You work with Zola One and Kitchen, and Potenza. Do you work with other restaurants?
We do most of our mixology with just Stir.
Okay.
Well, you know, we added mixologists this year from Lima.
That's
so
me.
So next year.
That's me.
Oh, it's yeah. Be the event. Oh, excellent.
The two of us.
No way. Oh, you're going to have this drink there?
And actually, we're doing a different barrel.
Look at that.
I'm just so excited for me her day.
You're going to be in the reception area. You'll be the only mixologist.
You know, this room is like Cocker Spaniels all in there.
It's all
family. We should auction you off.
That's a good idea.
I was waiting until after you were talking
about it. No, we have another live auction where you can win a trip to St. Jude's Hospital to visit the hospital.
Oh, neat.
So
nice.
Maybe next year we'll add alcohol.
Now, do you guys do classes?
We do, actually. At Zola Wine and Kitchen, we have another class coming up. We start off with Cornerstone Classic Cocktails,
mm-hmm.
just basic techniques, and then we're going to get more into... We're going to do a whole class on scotches and then also maybe delve into Savoy cocktails and such.
I will definitely.
All right. Well, guys, while you're handing that out, we've got to wrap it up a little.
Oh,
yeah, the show went by.
I do
want to tell everybody, if you want to see, you really have to see this show to see all the stuff these guys have been doing, everybody's been doing. Gladys.
I'm tasting.
Gladys, for crying out loud. I you know, if you like the show and you like what's going on TBD, we would love to have you email smc@tbd.com and let them know. Because actually, this show has become one of their, you know, better rated shows on the channel.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And we want to let everybody know that we're there. So, look, there's plenty to know about what's going on in the DC scene, and there's no way we could get it all into 1 hour. If you want to find out everything that's happening, go to the list, areyouonit.com, spelled the way it sounds.
Well,
it's
you can find out about everything we talked about today.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's going on at Zola, the St. Jude event, Koshan 555. Even Yola, everything is up on the site. So anything you're interested in, you can find out there. And I took a lot of pictures today. I'm going to post it on Facebook so everybody can see them.
We'll share pictures.
You can follow Nikki on Twitter. And if you hang around for another 50 minutes or so and turn to WTOP, you can hear her update for what's going on this week.
Ways to spend the presidential holiday.
So every week we pick a charity to highlight. And, of course, it's the 13th annual St. Jude Gourmet Gala. It's Tuesday, March the 1st. We were just talking about it. It's at the National Building Museum. In a nutshell, St. Jude is a hospital where they do research and patient services to fight cancer and other life-threatening diseases. They never turn a patient away, which is why I... really think so highly of it. Mm-hmm. And this fundraiser has generated almost, what, $2.5 million mm-hmm. since it started. It's a great thing. It's tax deductible. But please consult your accountant. And so you definitely should go there. If you want information, it's 571-275-4443.
And also, as we do on every show, we like to leave you with a little quote.
Yes.
What are we leaving them with?
Yes. Well, this is especially for members of the tribe, and you know who you are. It's a quote from John Stewart, and he said, it's about pig. He said,
"You better
thou
hurry.
Shall not kill, thou shall not commit adultery, don't eat pork. I'm sorry, what was that last one? Don't eat pork. God has spoken. Is that the word of God, or is it just pigs trying to outsmart everybody? Oink, oink. All right, so we want to thank Gladys Abinajim, Jay Comfort, Laura Smith, Scott Druneau, Brady Lowe, Micah, and Ari Wilder for joining us today. Next week, we got a great show. We're going to go dumpster diving with Jeremy Seifert.
It's going to be a terrific show. We have to go, though. The show is over.
We
don't have 2 seconds? Okay, so we have Jeremy Shepherd. He is the director and producer of the documentary Dive. And Teddy Fulkman's going to be pouring some beers.
See you next week.
This is it.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
The following is a special presentation on the Washington Capitals Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Boudreau.
Hi, this is Mike Green.
Hi, this is Mike Knuble.
Hi, this is Brooks Like, and you're listening to the Washington Capitals Radio Network.
Game on from the nation's capital.
The final score 4-1, 11 straight wins for the Capitals, a new franchise record, and for Alex Ovechkin, career point number 500 in the National Hockey League.
Nicklas Backstrom in overtime, and the Capitals battle for 3 goals down and win in overtime in Chicago.
This is Washington Capitals Hockey, presented by Capital One Bank, by the Front Page Restaurant in Arlington, by Ticketmaster Ticket Exchange, the official ticket resale partner of the Caps, by Intelligent Decisions, solutions powered by...